tomorrow's news today.
So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching,
Trump, I really love.
Your beloved New York City may well be led by a communist soon, Zohran Mamdani, who in his nomination speech said he will defy ICE and will not allow ICE to arrest criminal aliens in New York City. Your message to communist Zohran Mamdani?
Well, then we'll have to arrest him.
If you want to know exactly what's going on and how to stop it, I'm your man, and the guests we've got on the broadcast are your men as well. Now, Europe's basically already fallen to this, so is the UK. We're about 10 years behind them. We can easily stop this if we wake up and become extremely aggressive politically and culturally, nonviolently, and just tell it like it is, and we have strategies to stop this. We have a good chance of actually saving the UK the way things are lining up right now, but it's going to be hard, and parts of Europe. But this is a planned Islamic invasion backed up by the globalists and the big banks. It's the Red-Green Alliance. The Democrats swept the elections nationwide, state, and local with a collection of open communist and open jihad Muslims that hate the West with a driving passion. And that's why they've been brought here to destroy us. But we're not going to be caught flat-footed this time. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Gentlemen, it is Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. I am your embattled host and chronicler, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide in the defense of our American Republic and the West's very survival. Now, the globalists and their alliance with Islam has gotten the jump on Europe and gotten the jump on the UK because of the leadership opening the drawbridge. And the United States is in deep trouble as well, but not in as bad a shape as Europe, which, barring extreme measures, is unsalvageable. Now, the globalists have openly said since the 40s that Western free societies are too popular, too successful, too amazing. And so they had to be infiltrated, they had to be undermined, to be brought down. The globalists do not want prosperity. They want to sabotage society. We all know that. That's their stated goal, from cutting off energy to cutting off food to dumbing the population down. And you bring in Islam by the 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 million into the West, that is 100% non-compatible with the West and is virulently anti-Christian and sees anything Western as Christian and has a blood oath to conquer it by the sword and destroy it. I can play you 4 hours today of non-stop imams in the U.S., Canada, Europe saying, "We're coming to get your women. You will convert or to the sword. We're going to vote ourselves in. Then we're going to take over all your cities. And then we are going to have war against you. And we are going to kill anyone that doesn't submit." So there's a lot of facets to this, but obviously here's the big news. Almost every race across this off-year election at the state and local city county level went from globalist, pro-trans, pro-open border leftists to super hardcore Islamicists slash communists, and in most cases, both communist and Islamicist. So now AOC is on the moderate wing, and the dominant wing of the Democratic Party is a communist Islamic red-green alliance. So people are saying, well, the Democrat Party's dead, and well, the Democrat, party has shed its skin and is now this thing. No, it's been this thing for decades. Now it's just taken the camouflage off. And it's the same stratagem with the same big banks and the same billionaires and the power elite BlackRock, the establishment, financing the Kalergi plan, that's what it's called, and replacement migration, This is official UN plan. But the ADL calls for your arrest. They'll arrest you in Europe if you talk about it. You go to the UN website. It's right there. Year 2000. There's one report, 2001, another one. Official policy. And we got Joe Biden and all the Democrats saying white people are bad. It's good to replace them. That's what we're doing. You've seen those compilations. But you're not supposed to say it or you'll go to jail in the UK or Germany. You post that clip, you go to jail. So this is not, oh, they've become socialist who are really communists. This is they've been communist. This is being pushed by the most powerful corporations in the world who use communism as a form of total control over nations, but they're globalists, they're international, they're exempt from it. So when Mondami runs his mouth constantly about, oh, the billionaires, and we're going to take their money in New York. Over 80% of the billionaire donor class gave the Democrats. In Trump's first run, it was more like 98%. Though a lot of them could see Trump was going to win, so they gave to both sides and hedged bets this time. Because they see the wave. They at least want to camouflage themselves like they're not globalist. A lot of them. A lot of them have actually been converted over to us, which is good. So that's number one big takeaway. But there's a whole bunch of these that all tie together. The most important point is this. We know the plan. We're about 10 years behind Europe and the UK. That's my number, but I look at a lot of top analysts. They agree with that generally. Canada is actually accelerating ahead of Europe in many ways, so it was not as bad as Europe has now been catching up, and its acceleration to tyranny, it'll be worse than the UK in about a year. I mean, laws are passing to arrest you for pre-crime speech. I mean, it's just 5 years in prison for political incorrectness. I mean, just hell on earth. And you go, well, that's Canada. No, that's the blue cities. It's the same attack, whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Germany, whether you're in the UK, if you're in New York City, it's the exact same battle plan, boys and girls. And the good news is the populace wake up and our leaders wake up and people address really what this is, a takeover, a cultural invasion, and who the parties are. That Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Larry Fink now heads up the World Economic Forum. He's the new Klaus Schwab. Then we learn their policies, their plan. We oppose it at every level. We're promoting prosperity, freedom, justice, security, peace. Goodness, they will fail. And you look at Trump's overall policies, it's exactly what you would do to have a moderate touch, not a light touch or hard touch, but a very measured operation to set this aright. And it's starting to work. And I'm telling you, Trump's ready to push harder if need be. He just needs us to stand with him. So the Democratic Party's been like this for a long time. It's part of a globalist international plan. On record, they brag about it, called the Great Reset. Bring down the West. Build on its ashes their hellscape. Their 1984 dystopia, where they're the rulers and we're the slaves of the Balkanized Tower of Babel, broken coalition strategies, what the Clintons call it, since the early 90s. But the good news is we know the enemy plan, people are waking up, and we have the executive right now and the legislative and the judiciary, but we've got to act swiftly. This is do or die, and this really illustrates to people how serious and how existential the threat is. Then you need to understand that people will say, oh, the liberals are idiots. They're morons. They're going to wreck New York. They don't know what they're doing. Now, their moron constituents, who I've got clips of, just going, I don't know what the plan is. I don't know where the money will come from, but it's going to be wonderful, and it's hope, and it's all these soccer moms that just think we're on the good side and we have... They don't know it's a sick plan to collapse a civilization called Cloward and Piven. They just can't believe they've been suckered so much and have been lied to, plus they're living within the system. They're getting checks from the current takeover. So they decide to project their mindless goodness, as they see it, their invincible ignorance, onto it and just decide it's all good. And they all say, I don't know. I don't know. They don't know anything. They can't answer basic questions. None of them can. The men can't. Oh, I think communism is great. Really, what communist country would you live in? Oh, I don't know much about them, but, you know, Cuba? Really? Ever been to Cuba? No. But you have these snakes like Mondavi, brought in by Obama, funded by Soros. This is their cold-blooded plan. And they won all across the country, except in Minneapolis, where it's neck and neck, but the white guy is a total communist, globalist, Islam worshiper. And then you've got neck and neck with the other guy, who says he's the captain now. But magically, the other guy was ahead, but the Somali magically votes are being found, and he's catching up, of course. Then we separately have all the massive election fraud caught red-handed. And that's the central issue, is that if you don't expose Democrat Party Blue City cheating, then they've got us in checkmate. And that's why they're so arrogant. No, Mondami did not really win. And then there's the fact of why would Republicans not be able to field somebody? Why would people be told get behind Cuomo, who is a horrible person? So we ran a demon snake against a satanic goblin. So that's where we are. You have to understand, with these Islamists and others, they have an existential feeling of inferiority to the West. And they can't believe they've been let in and given all this power, and are being given all this power. And so when you're abusing somebody and you know you're guilty, in most cases in war, you'll decide to hate your enemy and really believe your own bull and smoke your own dope. And that's really why these Islamists are so incompatible, is that they just got too big a chip on their shoulder, and where they all just kill each other constantly. And it must freak them out, you know, to march into the ruins of the West, but still the ruins are so much more fabulous than anything they ever did, that they're just completely horrified. And by the way, the Arabs and the Middle Easterners did have a lot of great culture and science and technology and amazing things until Islam came along. So I'm not saying that those people, I mean, any of those countries can't do amazing things, those people's genetics, but you mix Islam in with it, and then just all the Pakistani inbreeding and all the rest of it, and just the, you know, literal sex slavery is one of their main businesses. And I mean, this is like importing cancer. And New York has cancer. So I've kind of set the table there, and I've got clips that back all this up, and statistics and numbers and the proof of the election fraud, which is even worse in California. All the polls, hundreds of them, even mainstream ones, found over 90% did not want the redistricting to be taken from the, quote, independent commission that was already super leftist and given to the Democrats. And so the vast majority in California then voted to get rid of the commission. And no one can figure it out. It's called mass election fraud. And they caught busloads of illegal aliens from China, you name it, and admitting on camera, yeah, we're not citizens, but you're not allowed to ask if I'm a citizen, and the Democrats are leading them in to vote. And then you got, I said yesterday morning, I said, we haven't seen these New York ballots yet. They've been keeping them, you know, oh, look, Mondami's on there twice, and Cuomo's at the bottom. I mean, it's just never ending. So you got all that baked in. But this is a big wake-up call. And then there's this area. Going to what I was explaining, people ask, well, wait, you know, why would the globalists want to bring in people that overspend and steal all this money and sabotage society and dumb people down, and then everything collapses? How does that work? Well, in the cycle of collapse, they put themselves in positions, loot and rob the society. It's a form of warfare. Let the violent criminals out. Prosecute people that defend themselves. Then call in all the criminals from around the country to, hey, come to New York. You'll be safe. The Soros prosecutors will let you out. You can rob, kill, steal whoever you want. Then the state collapses even faster. Then everybody that actually wants to work or have a job that isn't a scumbag leaves. And now the place becomes a another sore, another bleeding wound on the country under Cloward and Priven, you're trying to bring it down. Then finally, once you take the country over, all the welfare's gotten rid of. You're lucky you get one loaf of bread a week. You get sent to forced relocation facilities. All these little commies thought they'd get free stuff will be marched off to, you know, collectivization, industrial centers, and drone-making factories for the huge wars the commies are going to have once they get control of the U.S. They want the nuclear weapons. They want the technology. They want it all for global domination. So all these people, all these 500-pound people that never had jobs and all that, they're going to be marched out into a field and shot in the back of the head and their organs harvested if there's even any value to them. I mean, they'll all be, oh, they want to live under Mao? Collectivized, 80 million dead. They want to live under Lenin? Collectivized, 30 million dead. Stalin, 20 million. Pol Pot, 3 million. Vietnamese, millions. Cuba, a million. Venezuela, millions. I mean, you want it? If your boss is really getting full control, see, this is the exploitation phase. This is the taking over, sucking it dry, preparing it for, you know, collapse. But once they get it fully collapsed, ooh, then the commissars are out there in their black uniforms. And they're up in the finest high-rise suites in their penthouses with jet copters on the roofs and, you know, all the Hollywood stars coming to see them. But out there on the street, you are, if you're lucky, living in a collective warehouse in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment with communists strutting around with fully automatic machine guns. And if they want to rape your wife or daughter, they do it. And if they just feel like beating you to death because you looked at them wrong, they do it. Because the more vicious and the more people they kill, the more they're rewarded. They came to Lenin and said, we've already killed half the people in most of these towns. No one's resisting. And he said, I don't care. Just kill more people, more blood, more fear. Kill. You have quotas. Kill half the people in every town. Okay, you've killed half of them. Kill another half. So you're going to enjoy yourselves. If you think the jobs leaving New York and all this is going to teach people a lesson, no, it's not. It's part of a larger plan. And half the world's been under it. So the general public kind of thinks of this as like, well, okay, I'm not a communist for this. I'll have to leave New York. It's way too expensive. It's going to get really bad. The crime, all of it. The criminals coming there to go wild. All the welfare people. Oh, no, New York's not going to have a population decline from this. New York and Chicago and L.A. will be the, and the Seattles and Portlands is where all the illegal aliens and all the criminals run just to have a bloody orgy feeding on each other as more and more state funds pledged by the Democrats flood in for all the benefits and all the SNAP and all the health care and all the rest of it. And they control every major city in the United States. And they control close to half, more than half of the coastal states, the entire West Coast. And that's why they're still arrogant. And they've got their election fraud. And they've got their lawyers and their judges, their Article III judges. And they're fighting every inch of the way, fighting to brainwash your seven-year-old and convince him and put him in a secret program to cut his penis off when he's 10 and your daughter's breast off. They are a hardcore devil cult. They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them. Because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. I mean, would you? You know they don't love themselves. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute total rage towards you and your family. You're a hardworking middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hardworking middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hardworking middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks. We covered a few weeks ago with Jay Dyer, taught to PhDs. of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction. When despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad, that you are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted and the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York. And that, boy, that's stupid. That'll destroy the city. That's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre, you know, huge palatial facilities, multiple ones, but in Connecticut, with huge, gigantic mansions that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%, not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything, not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill, not be able to say 2+2=4, not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world. With robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. So I've got the clips when we come back. And you'll see other people saying basically what I'm saying, but you'll notice these are smart people who I like. They don't say it all. This guy says part of it that's accurate and totally accurate, but only a piece of it. This guy says a whole bunch that's accurate, but not the last part of it. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated. I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it, get it private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line, all very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there, the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. There's 30 days, it started a few days ago, of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. All supplies last could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. We can't do without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel Methylene Blue, you feel this. So
look at this. Look at this.
Here's your normal Methylene Blue, right? Look at Methylene Red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got Methylene Blue and you got Methylene Red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Hear the cry of war, louder than before. And in the United States and Switzerland only, the people have the right to keep their arms because we rule, not like in the Islamic countries or the communist countries. And bow to the power of the Republic and the people which God created. Now, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, the state hates that phantom of an armed citizenry. They never know who might defend themselves during a tyranny. So, the whole history of the world is groups conquering groups and groups taking over and different civilizations and societies. And the West is all about innovation and people adopting our ideas and being superior in literature, art, culture, medicine, you name it. Because we were so superior after the Renaissance, evil crept in, took over, and now we've been very active in evil and have become very corrupt. That's the cycle of humanity. But you look at the other cycles in other cultures, they're even worse. So we're very good in the West at looking at ourselves and feeling bad about ourselves and talking about how we can be better, and that's great. But then, oh, it's impolite to look at other countries and cultures and say, oh, that's interesting, that's nice, that's fun, that's, you know, that's interesting. You know, a lot of it's really cool. A lot of it's really bad. In China, for thousands of years, if somebody gets kicked by a horse or gets run over or whatever, nobody helps them. There's no render aid. If your family's not right there, you're not getting any help. Now, you can say all cultures are the same. No, they're not. All over Africa, they think eating an albino makes you live longer. So people, there's not a lot of albinos surviving in Africa. That's ignorance. That's stupid. We don't have to say, oh, no, all cultures are the same. There are some interesting things about African culture that I think are pretty neat. The Dugong tribe and, you know, all that, and going out and guys lion hunting with just a spear. That's all pretty cool stuff, you know. But the point is that we have to discriminate not off what color somebody is, but off of what they promote and what culture they push. Just like you do at a restaurant. Drive into a town you don't know, you don't need Google to tell you. That restaurant's full of cars, that one's not. I'll go to the one full of cars. That's all you need to know. Everybody's trying to get in here. And Americans that haven't traveled the world or only been to a few resorts, they go, America sucks. Well, you ain't been around the world then, have you, bub? So this is worth defending. So I got a bunch of these clips. I was literally in the gym this morning working out. And when I got done, I just went to the X feed and I saw Patrick McDavid with his headline, "Who's moving to New York City?" And as soon before I even clicked it, I was, and again, I'm not saying, ooh, you know, I knew this too. No, it's just truth. It is. It's prima facie. Everything he says is dead on. And before I clicked it, I knew what he was going to say because it's true. Hadn't seen what he was going to say. Never heard his view on this, but I know he's a smart guy. I knew what I was about to hear. The only issue is he didn't take it to the end. That's not his fault. I guess that's my fault. He invites me on all the time. It's hard for me to travel, but I'm probably going to go there in a few weeks. I've turned down his invites like 10 times. I'm going to go soon. Patrick is really smart, though. I know he knows this, but this is premeditated under the Kalergi plan and the replacement migration under the Cloward and Piven program to collapse us. This is the admitted plan. Like, we're having a shutdown to have leverage over the Republicans to give us what we want that'll bankrupt the country. Well, the American people shouldn't be leverage. But again, they abuse their people, but their people are so dumbed down, from the soccer moms to the welfare queens to you name it, that they just can't think ahead of their nose. They can't even think a month out. They just like, I'm going to get a bunch of free stuff. Oh, you're going to get free tuition. You're going to get free health care. You're going to get free. And then what do they get? Almost nothing. And the illegal aliens get triple what welfare queens get because you're already here. They already got your vote. They need an incentive. They need to put cheese out on the mousetrap to get people come in to get it so they can get more seats through the census in the Congress for blue sectors. And they admit that. Wait till I get to California. Oh, wait. Woo, what they did there. 92% on average poll. They're all high 80s, mid 90s. 92 is about the average. Don't want to have the districting for the congressional seats taken away from the, quote, independent state commission that's already super leftist and give it to something even worse, the Democratic Party. And then the vast majority voted for it. That's called election fraud. So remember, they don't want you to know this is all premeditated. They don't want you to know about Cloward and Piven or replacement migration document, official UN policy right there on screen from 2000 and 2021, another one. Because then you know it's deliberate. What's the cardinal sin you hear everywhere? The ADL says, Alex Jones talks about replacement migration. He or anybody else talks about it, put them in prison. Oh, there's an official UN plan to replace white Europeans and white Americans with third world populations that are more easily controllable, says it in the plan. And we're like, well, here's the plan. Oh, no, that doesn't exist. Because they don't want you to understand that. Because they want you to stay where Trump is. Whoa, these Democrats are idiots. These Democrats are the worst managers ever. You know, more and more he says, no, it's premeditated. They hate the country. They want to bring it down. But I still hear him and others saying, these people are crazy. They're morons. They're bad managers. Yes, their minions are. And I know listeners, you're like, you just said this 8 times. Well, we're starting to get people to get it. But the minute everybody understands this is premeditated to make you poor, to control you, to create a totalitarian, feudalistic hellscape, and that feudalism is a system of government to make you poor with a tiny elite on top of you. Communism is modern feudalism, packaged as revolution for the people, created by the Rothschilds and the British Empire to be able to take down their enemies around the world by having peasant uprisings to set up collective slave systems that the empire could then have deals with the dictators with, like you saw with Joe Stalin, Mao Zedong, on. Bill Clinton, Obama have given speeches around the world. I've played it many times where they go to law schools in Brazil, law schools in Germany, law schools in China. And they say, and to the political science schools, they say, it confuses you that you're communist or you're socialist, but then capitalists work with you. No, that's the new system, is capitalist companies working with communist partners. But they're not capitalist companies. They're monopoly companies, their combines, Larry Fink, the manager over it, 87% of world wealth, to dictate behavior. And then they go and set up a slave system, set up a ruling class of the bureaucrats, the lawyers, the generals that own the companies and their families. You have a tiny 0.1% that owns a slave colony and then makes a deal with the globalists to give them more than half the profit off of it. But China even double-crossed them 16 years ago, so that deal went south. This is all official. This is all in the CFR quarterly publication. They talk about it all. We have the damn Death Star plans. And we're beating our head up against a wall here. Damn, communism didn't work around the world. It's never worked. Why do all these people want it? Why is George Soros and all these billionaires and Larry Fink pushing it? Why is the WF and UN pushing it? Jeepers, creepers. Why did the Rockefellers create the UN? Oh, geez, I don't know. Well, they're going to try it again. God, they're dumb. Their constituents are dumb. Poor immigrants, no education. Trusting women. Opportunistic people want free stuff. That's it. And every time in history when an enemy lands to take over your little city-state, there's thousands of examples, and they have their interpreters, you know, their spies, they've already had case in the joint, and they go and speak to the leaders, and they say, turn over everything, give us all your wealth, and we're only going to kill the leadership. And in almost every case in history, unless it was the Greeks, the women go, okay, that's a good deal. We'll take it. Kill my husband right now. I'm ready to take care of you right now. Let's get those pants down. Now, that's how this works. And that's what the Stockholm Syndrome is. All right? There's always potential women that fight. But women are 90. It's not 90. Women are infinitely, like 20 times. I forget the statistic. You can look it up. More apt to go under Stockholm Syndrome than a man. That's when you're faced with death. Women, as a survival instinct, will convert over to the enemy and actually believe it just like that. And that's why you see the women of Europe and the West and everywhere literally wanting the destruction of society. They want to cut their sons' peckers off because that's a sign to the god of the state, their pimp, their daddy. They put cigarettes out on them metaphorically and slaps them around, slams their head in the wall and pimps them out. But they like that. And because Western men won't stand up and be strong, they see us as weak. So they go, well, I'll go with the Muslims. I mean, they'll put a beekeeper suit on me and gang rape the hell out of me and have 10 wives and won't let me drive a car. I want to not drive a car. I mean, the LGBT, man, they're like, throw me off a roof. That's hot. It's like the E. Jean Carroll said, man, I think rape's freaking hot. And he's like, God, you're crazy. Well, yeah, they are crazy. Trump didn't touch that disgusting maggot. We all know it. So you got to understand what you're up against here, ladies and gentlemen. And I go back to it. It is premeditated. and these globalists and the allied armies of Islam and the communists and all of them and the pedophile networks and the coalitions of scum and criminals, they just are looking at it like a jewelry store. They're going to do a heist on right now. And they, I mean, you look at the look in Mondami and Alexander Soros and all their eyes. I mean, they have got a maniacal look in their eye. They're not builders. They're destroyers. And whether in Australia, Scotland, Ireland, England, Germany, TV shows for children say, you're 12, go get a Muslim husband. The West is bad. Join Islam. Well, asking the parents all over. It's in the news every day. They, and for kindergartners, they bring in imams and teach them about Islam. But you don't talk about Christianity. It's the fetish to destroy the West. It's beyond cuckolding, you know, where men want to see their, you know, wife trained by, you know, 20 dudes. They want to do it to your children. Mondami hates himself so much because he's so inbred. He's such scum. He's just pure, just evil. And he just wants to hurt you. He wants you to eat bug protein. He wants to destroy you. And he believes it's his right. And he will do it if you let him. So this isn't just about, oh, what will happen in New York? Yeah, it's going to get bigger now. It's going to become a center of resistance. It's going to become a worse cesspool. And you think turning it loose and leaving and cutting it loose, oh, they'll see socialism and communism doesn't work. Oh, they know it works for the ruling class. Communism works real good for the tiny satanic criminals that run it. Communism's not a failed ideology. That'd be like saying cancer. Oh, the cancer. He got cancer and he died. The cancer failed. No, it's what it's going to do. It's what it does. You look at Ilhan Omar, her family was the ruling party family, slavers going back, royalty, 500 years at least, the ruling slave dynasty, shipping black slaves all over the Middle East. And you look at her, you go, I wonder what a family of slavers would look like. Like a family so powerful amongst evil pirates and slavers that they could maintain control for 500 years of a multi-thousand Islamic dynasty, 1,500. And it's like, look what the royal, this is it. And they talk about themselves. We are the royalty. We are the gods. Ha, ha, ha. We will get you, Alex Jones. They love my song about going to stab your daughter at the mall in Minnesota. And the police chief's going to say, we love our Somalis. They're like, yep, that's right. I've had the Somali community. Yeah, we love it. We love your song. Let's do it. We love it. You're right. We are going to get you. She's like, damn right we're going to get your ass. I mean, you cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. So they literally hate everybody, particularly black people. I'm not saying all the Somalis, but their leadership are literally the equivalent of the meanest, sickest southern plantation owners. Like, you see stuff like Django, that, you know, some of that bad stuff did go on or whatever. These people make Django look like a cakewalk. But because they got dark skin, oh no, they're angels. Martin Luther King said you judge them off the character of their deeds. So go ahead and roll Patrick McDavid, then roll the Republican congresswoman out of New York, and then I'm going to get to some more of these people. And Larry Pinkney's coming up, an amazing individual. So much more today. Go ahead and roll it.
So now that Mamdani won New York City mayoral race, here's a question I got for you. Who do you think's moving to New York City? Who's actually moving? Not forget about the people that are moving out. 756,000 families are definitely thinking about moving out of New York City. No. Who's moving to New York City? You may say nobody. You're wrong. A lot of people will. But you know what type of people? Let's go through it together. You think job creators are moving to New York City? Probably not. You think investors are moving to New York City? Probably not. You think families who want safety for their kids and the criminals to be kept into prison are going to be going to New York City? No. You think people that are pro Second Amendment safety, low taxes are going to be moving to New York City? No. But who will be moving to New York City? If you're a criminal, it's a great time to move to New York City. Think about it. He wants to let people out of prison. Guess what? I'm not telling you to move there, but it's a great policy. If you're somebody that doesn't want to work at all and you just want entitlement programs, this is a massive opportunity to move to New York City. Massive opportunity to move to New York City. If you're an illegal immigrant, are you kidding me? Like, this is heaven for you. He will protect you. Move to New York City. He will protect you. He's for you. So I think New York City is about to have a net migration increase, not decrease. Everyone's thinking they're going to lose people. They're not going to lose people. It's about to increase. Let me tell you what type of people are going to move there. All of those people we just talked about. FYI, I'm Armenian and Assyrian. You know when Armenians left Iran or Lebanon or Armenia, where they moved to? Glendale. And we all moved because we felt safer there. You know what type of people are going to move to New York City? People who are democratic socialists, people who are Muslims. I would feel safe there if he's the mayor. And people who are wanting entitlement programs. This guy's been raised by a rich family. Mom made money, dad's made money, and entitled. It's kind of cool. So guess what? To all the criminals, those who want entitlement programs, and illegal immigrants, you officially have a great city to move to. It's called New York City.
Now take Patrick Bet-David. His ancestors fled here from tyranny and oppression. I know I've seen him talk about a story, both sides of the family, and we're talking about people trying to kill him. He comes here, contributes, has all these successful businesses, great ratings, everybody loves him, he loves America, and he's a Christian. Now, genetically, he's a lot similar, you know, to these other Muslims, but see, it's the difference. It's the Islamist stuff. And I know a lot of Muslims are actually nice people individually, but it's what happens when the group gets built up, the leaders that get in control, it's designed that way. And it's bad, folks. And they're murdering millions of Africans. Trump wants to go in. I don't know if that's constitutional. It's not in our hemisphere, but I'm not going to cry if he does. But we have to recognize this. It's serious. Here's the Republican Congresswoman out of New York, Nicole Matriklos. I always say her name wrong. Here she is.
The story for tonight is actually that the Socialist Party is taking over the Democrat Party. And you know what? It was Andrew Cuomo. It was Kathy Hochul. It were the Democrats that were so afraid of their shadow, so afraid of the radical left. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez kept moving to satisfy them. And now they've been eaten alive. So this is a lesson for the Democrat Party. They should have fought for their party. They never fought for their party. They catered to the radical left. And now we're going to see, by the way, for people who think that they're voting for affordability here with Mamdani, a guy who believes in socialism, we're going to learn the hard way in New York City what socialism is. Your taxes will go up. And if you pay property taxes, you won't be able to afford to live in your home. And if you guess what you rent, it's going to be passed on to you in the form of your rent. Yeah. Mandates, fees, regulations, surcharges. We've seen it in this state, in this city, under one-party rule for the last decade. It costs money. It gets passed on to you. So if you think you're going to get a free ride with Mamdani, you're going to learn the hard way.
That's why the answer
is
to it.
But again, she's acting like, oh, they don't know. Yeah, the constituents don't know. No, it's Clark and Piven to collapse the damn thing. They know exactly what they're doing. And then the socialist and communist minions go, oh, we better have more communism. That's why it's not working. Until they're all on forced labor camps. Now, I got a bunch of Mamdani staff saying it's Islamic takeover. I got a bunch of stuff Mondami's been saying and doing. And I've got the big stuff on California and the other races and what went on there. And I've got some of the idiot constituents of Mamdani as well. But let me tell you about this right now. I've been begging for this from our big sponsor at Bigley. They came out with some badass tactical daggers, limited edition, and the trench knives. Those were very popular and sold out. But I said, listen, I don't want to just be T-shirts and supplements, you know, all that great stuff. I want to have the giant selection of every type of knife anybody would want that are high-quality knife brands at reasonable prices. And they've done it. They've got a whole bunch of these amazing knives that have come in. The Alex Jones Phantom folding knife, quick, flips quick, high-quality stainless steel, composite material, different colors, really an excellent knife. And you would pay this much for this knife or more in stores. And it funds the operation laser etch with my little signature, a memento that you helped fund the operation at the tip of the spear, that you are the tip of the spear. So just so many of these knives. We're really, really proud of these. The Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Blade. Again, it just flicks right out.
with your finger, so it's equivalent to like a stiletto or switchblade, but it's technically not one, so it's legal everywhere. The Alex Jones ring blade, and again, they're just calling them the Alex Jones knives. These are, I'm going to start calling these the Patriots or the Spartans or the Strikers or the Defenders, but the point is it does keep us on air. That's a really, really, really cool knife. There's also the Alex Jones quick release blade, and by the way, they're all quick release, but this one's like really quick release, so be careful with the green one, the olive drab one. Really, really proud of these. Discover the Alex Jones Signature Blade lineup, rugged, reliable folders engineered for real-world demands. Each model combines premium steel, secure locks, and ergonomic grips for unmatched performance in the field, at work, or on the go. All chosen with the EDC Everyday Carry in mind and Alex Jones' personal signature laser etched on them. And again, built like a tank, the Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife, and ready for real work. This no-nonsense folder pairs stone-washed 3.6 D2 steel blade with a grippy G10 for an EDC that won't quit. Ideal for demanding tasks where the reliability is non-negotiable. Deploy it confidently, cutting, prying, and slicing without compromise, or if you're defending yourself, stabbing. It does a very good job at that as well. Compact enough to pocket carry, tough enough for the field. It just goes on from there. We have the Alex Jones ring blade, compact 2.96 dual, almost 3 inches, ring fixed blade in a 14 CD2 8N built for retention speed with absolute control under pressure. The innovative dual retention rings and linen scales deliver positive traction and lightning fast indexing, engineering for high-stakes scenarios, which every second matters, lightweight and precise for tactical or urban EDC. Then there's really, this one's got to be my favorite, the Alex Jones Quick Release Blade, and I selected these. I said, these are the types, these are the companies I would go with, these are quality, but also at a decent price. Lightweight, lock solid EDC with smooth shaft, lock 3.4-inch D2 steel, made to slice clean and carry easy all day. One-hand operation shines as its axis-style lock and slim profile, offering confident grip without the bulk, your go-to effortless deployment and all-day comfort in pocket or pack. And there's more. Get them now. Limited runs. The AlexJonesStore.com. The coordinates of high-quality products and fund of the Second American Revolution worldwide. Also, 25% off store-wide on top of all the other sales. Ultramethylene Blue, still available. Ultramethylene Red, sold out.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth.